Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century. We're having a great visit with John Bradbury, 9-year member of our brain trust, author of The 6 Secrets of Startup Success, management and leadership and entrepreneurial expert extraordinaire. John, thanks again for being here. EP Labs, L-A-B-S, eplabs.co is the website where they can find John. Hey, John, what do they find when they get there?
Well, some tools and assessment and development tools, primarily focused on, you know, our focus more and more consistently has been on entrepreneurial talent. Mm-hmm. So how do you prepare yourself to launch and run a successful venture? And, you know, how do you get honest with yourself and your team about what we bring to the table relative to what our venture needs? And that's true in a freestanding venture or in a corporate environment, mm-hmm, with, you know, launching new ventures.
Whether you're an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur employee, you could be either one. So, which brings us to your success factor, execution. Can you make it happen? It's one thing to say I have the education, I have the resume for this, but can I actually make it happen? Execution. Talk to us about that.
Right. Can you, you know, the first three fundamentals we talked about are almost like legs of a stool. You know, what do you bring to the table as a founder? Is there a market opportunity that's viable? And does the math work? Mm-hmm. Does the math story work? You can have all three of those and still not succeed if you can't pull the pieces together, the processes, the systems, technology, and the people to make it happen. And, you know, we've both worked in corporate environments. Anyone who's worked in a general workplace, you know, you can immediately begin to tell certain people know how to get things done. They know how to, mm-hmm, move forward towards objectives. And it doesn't mean that they're a better person than the other. You know, the other may be much more inventive, much more creative. But there's definitely an entrepreneurship, a key requirement that somebody on the team has to be ensuring that the trains run on time.
Well, isn't that associated with risk and having a comfort level with failure? Isn't that what that is? To me, when I think about the people who are the successful entrepreneurs, if they're really, truly an entrepreneur, meaning they created something from whole cloth, just did not exist before, that, mm-hmm, person, male, female, I don't care what their background is, if they don't have some level of risk aversion, if they're not able to put in perspective the risk elements and be comfortable with a decision not working out, if you can't do that, mm-hmm, in my opinion, you're going to have a hard time as an entrepreneur. What do you think?
I agree, and that's one of the capabilities, or let's say characteristics, that we actually assess for is we call it risk tolerance. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean that you get excited about risk or that you take risks just because of the thrill they provide. It's thoughtful managing of risk,
yeah,
and understanding that every risk comes with another side of the coin, and that's the reward side. Mm-hmm. And how do you manage risk and reward together?
And part of the reward might not be a solution, but it might be an education, right? It might be what you learn. To me, the successful entrepreneurs realize that if I make a decision, even if it's scary, mm-hmm, even if it's not completely fully baked, if I make this decision, I'm going to get a result I can use. I'm either going to be right or I'm going to learn something that'll make the next decision better. You got to have that attitude, don't you?
Yes, and there's a style of execution which is about focusing, but focusing with your eyes wide open, so you're still flexible. You think about creating a game plan. An NFL team or any athletic team that succeeds creates a game plan. They know what they want to do going onto the field.
Right.
But then they improvise on the field as the game unfolds. And
that's right. Because
it's an interesting balance.
The other side of the field has something to say about it, right? Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Folks, check out John's website, eplabs.co. John, will you come back soon?
Absolutely. Enjoyed it, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We love having you on the show. John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.